Hey everyone, I'm Madonna. This is David. We've been having a chat about lots of things. So who knows where this will start and where it will finish, because it's been an interesting day so far chatting about, firstly, when you first started getting into natural therapies. I've had some nasty comments on my channels in the last few days, and it's interesting when people have no concept of what something like kinesiology is. It looks like random crazy movements. Now you've experienced about what, 20 sessions
Probably
this year between in our
about
training
15, I think.
processes, maybe 15, yeah, and then the surrogate balances. So from your perspective, you've been feeling different things. How are you? What where's your brain going with reconciling you to what kinesiology is or does?
Well, because it's fairly new to me, right? And so I've been, just overviewing. My nature is that, so before studying counseling, I was previously working on life balancing systems, and generally I'm a systems thinker. And so with counseling, I've developed a tool for helping people work out their life holistically. And I did that before that, but before that, I used to run a business marketing to people in natural therapies, and I had a few natural therapy clients, a few counseling clients, and acupuncturists, different types of therapists. And I got very interested in it from that point of view because of the holistic and complementary way they viewed things. Although I think it's not as complementary as it used to be. But that was about nearly 20 years ago now.
It's true. There's been real swings and roundabouts with, for ages there, maybe around 10 years ago, I think it was at the peak of the most complementary, the medical system and naturopaths, connected. So I knew a lot of naturopaths at the time who were writing letters to doctors, requesting tests, having a real connection. And since we lost, then there was a 10-year, maybe it's 15 years ago, because there was a 10-year process in Australia that was very, very anti-naturopaths, and that's when we lost 19 natural therapies off our health funds. So I had had health fund rebates for seven things, and then they all disappeared in one fell swoop.
Interesting, they disappeared in one fell swoop after getting all the natural therapists to do degree courses.
Yes,
So
forcing.
they made everyone spend $20,000 or $30,000.
100 grand
Okay, whatever it was. Okay, whatever. I don't know what the.
wasn't 20, 30.
Okay, well, they made them spend a lot of money to update, and then took natural therapies off the allied health list. Okay, so that's a very unusual thing to happen. Now, from my perspective, is that before all of those things, prior to that, I studied an arts degree. And in the arts degree, I started because with art, art's very influenced by psychology.
Yes.
And some of the principal art movements like Dada and Surrealism were all based on psychology. They were founded on Freudian psychoanalysis. And so I had a very early step into looking at psychology then, and have continued reading it specifically for the last 25 years. And so my interest in things usually is looking at the whole system. And so with kinesiology, I see a range of overlaid maps. And because, and what you're seeing is you're seeing a range of overlaid maps of different systems. So the different systems seem to be the meridians that they use in Chinese medicine, the same meridians that you use for acupuncture, right? That's correct.
Yes,
Okay, so I'm
absolutely.
saying this is what I'm seeing from my. That's the first thing I see. The other thing, there's something that's done with chakra alignments. Okay, so one comes out of Chinese medicine. The chakra alignments come out of Vedic studies. It's from Hinduism because that's where the chakras come from. And then, so an overlaid map, we've got that layer and that layer. What?
There's also Tibetan figure eights.
Right. So kinesiology is drawing from a range of classical systems that are maps. So it's mapping the body in a particular way.
That's the energy.
Yeah, so that's just two. And then over the top of that, you've got all of the muscles in the body and how to correct them if they're overstretched or over tight is one way of looking at it.
Yes,
Would
yes,
that be correct?
yes.
So you used another term for
Hypertonic, hypertonic.
so
Too much
hypertonic
tone.
and hypotonic.
Yes.
Right, same as
So
it.
I the spindle cells control how tight a muscle is or how relaxed a muscle is.
Right, but
And you
they
can
use
imagine
that.
all day long muscles are having to switch on and switch off.
Right.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to get out of bed in the morning.
Because hypo and hyper are both used with bipolar disorder. So
Yes.
people are normal, they go to hypomania and then to hypermania.
Yes.
And hypermania is more intense. And hypomania is like, actually, hypomania is like similar to what geniuses experience. And if you could get just stay there, you'd be okay. But
Like Elon Musk.
it normally goes up.
Imagine being in his brain all the time. Crazy person. Anyway.
Well, the specialists who talk about this, when they talk about hypomania, they give examples of some of the geniuses in the world.
Right.
And the reason that hypomania is good is because they say when you're in a hypomanic state, you can conceive of four future pictures at the same time that are all tangible for you. And the world expert on bipolar talked about that. He's a doctor, of course, PhD. I can't remember what his name is. He's a Scottish guy. And so, so you've also got hyper and hypo in other situations. So we've got these layers. So we've got the meridian layers coming from Tibetan, Indian, Chinese influence, and we've got the muscle layers, like all of the muscles, and all of the muscles in the whole body. So the
Can I tell
kinesiologist.
you how they found that out? Or one of the ways they found that out was chiropractors in the States. There were about a dozen of them who used to get jailed regularly for saying they could cure things. You're not allowed to say you can cure anything unless you're Big Pharma. And basically, what they
Well, you
would
can't.
do.
You can give support to a lot of things without saying you cure it.
Anyway, so basically, what they would find is because in chiropractic, what they're taught is the connections between all those nerve fibers all the way up the spine and how they go to different body systems, different organs. And what they found is that regularly, if they had, say, an impingement, in the cervical spine, they would find that different muscle groups weren't working properly. So it
As
was over.
well as the things that pass through there, which are all like blood cells, whether they're nerve cells or blood cells,
Well,
they'll be constricted because of it.
George Goodhart was a chiropractor and he went to China and he studied. And then he came back and he integrated all of that Eastern philosophy in with the chiropractic nervous system. And then that's when kinesiology truly, really began. Because back in the 1950s, there were a couple of bad batches of the polio jab. And basically what they found was that they used muscle testing in a really basic form to work out how damaged people were by those jabs, which allowed the government to give them funding.
Right.
So it was sort of, so the chiropractors have done a huge amount for kinesiology. Eastern philosophy has been integrated into it beautifully. And so in a way, it's such a great tool to be able to find out so many
Right, so
things.
we've got these layers, and so the kinesiologist has to learn all of the muscles and their groups and how they match in with the meridians and how they match in with the chakras. And how to find an imbalance in any one of those areas. Are they the main basic
Well,
areas?
they don't have to do that. That's how I teach
Okay,
it.
but they're the main areas of layered maps.
Yeah, and then I also do LEAP, the
And
brain integration.
okay, but I want to include one other thing.
Okay.
So in counseling and psychotherapy, the latest part of the latest research in it is called somatic healing. And somatic means body. So we're dealing with the body. And so a lot of somatic healing, if you're welcome, say, look up Stephen Porges. He did the research on the vagus nerve, which is the biggest nerve in the body. And also, a lot of trauma is stored around the vagus nerve. And one of the people who's taken that ball and run with it really well is a guy called Peter Levine. So it's really worth looking up those people because kinesiology overlaps with somatic healing because it's hands-on, and the way that you are talking to the body is very similar to the way that you do with, because with somatic healing, you're trying to find where energy is lodged in the body
Yeah.
or mis-energy, and trauma will lodge itself in the body.
Yeah.
And so kinesiology overlaps with that as well. That's another map on top, is it has a somatic quality, which has been found to be very effective healing when other types of therapy, talking therapy, the standard ones that they say you have to use, which aren't necessarily the best ones, but CBT is the main one. Except CBT is all about the brain because we're correcting, it's a mental system that we're correcting, and there's a lot of critique on it because it doesn't deal with feelings enough.
Right.
Whereas feelings tend to be more stored in the body, which is interesting. And I heard Peter Levine talking about that yesterday,
Yep.
the difference. And so to have a type of treatment like this that has a somatic layer as well is very up to date. And the kinesiologists, my therapist might know about that because it's something that's come in from counseling. Right. So, and I'd say that what it feels like to me is beautiful somatic healing as an experiencer who doesn't know much about it.
And
But
given
because I studied art, my general thing is like when I learn, I look at the drawings, the diagrams. I'm a diagram person, which is where I started with the creative thing. I like looking at the systems and the diagrams because they tell you often a lot more than what's written in the text.
yeah,
Picture says 1,000 words.
it does.
I think Confucius said a picture is worth 1,000 pieces of gold, actually.
Yeah,
That was the
nice.
original quote.
Yeah, beautiful.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No. I was
Sorry,
going to
quickly.
say that because David was on the table this morning during the online kinesiology training, and it was a really interesting process because there was some trauma in David's world over the last couple of weeks. So we had that in as the goal, and the heart chakra just kept on showing up as a bit of a central point that.
Even after correcting it, kept coming back for more.
Yeah, because there was another layer, and this is often the way with energy work, you know, and this is why we joke that it's we're all stinky onions. You take off one layer at a
Well, that's a yoga phrase, peel the onion.
peel the onion. Yeah, right.
Getting through the layers of the
Because
other side.
every time we do a kinesiology balance, and this is the thing, people will often come in and say, "Oh, I came in and had a balance, and I went home, and everyone was in a bad mood, so it undid the kinesiology." It hasn't undone anything. Once the balance is done, that layer is gone. That layer is gone forever. But if you're going back into the lion's den with stress or trauma every day, back into your workplace or your home life, or you know, a friend who's you know always wanting more, 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 then you're going back into that place where your body has no choice but to bring out some more defense mechanisms. And trust me, we have a lot of them stored in our brain.
Yep.
And the other thing we were chatting about
Because
this
the body
morning.
keeps the score.
Body keeps the score. The amygdala, you know, that little part of the brain, you know why it's called amygdala? Looks like an almond.
Oh, yes,
So
I do.
it's from a Latin word that means almond. So basically, we've got two little almond shape, you know, nuts on either side of the
Definitely,
brain,
actually.
and they connect via 250 million neurons. So when we are stressed and traumatized and upset, our brain has got 1/500th of a second to respond logically and clearly to that stress.
And no one can do that.
Well, some people can.
Well, then they're trained to.
The more integrated our brain is, the more we can. So when we fall apart in stress and get angry or have a panic attack or anxious, the longer it takes to come back to center again and balanced, the more disintegrated the brain is. So the more neuronal pathways we've got running, the more easily we can get back into balance. Now, if someone just keeps on, you know, like if your boss just doesn't let up at you 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, like, you know, it's pretty hard work to get that integration happening. And
Or
that is,
your partner, say.
yeah, and that's where I would absolutely go, well, you need six bloody stress ends a day to keep on top of that,
Right.
you know, because then you need some support internally to keep that nervous system functional,
Right.
you know.
But so there's another aspect of this too that you find in more of the psychology issues is that so that reaction that's almost instant,
Yep.
that's a trained response.
Yes.
And that might have been trained in the household that you grew up in,
Yes.
where you don't have a gap. There's
Yeah, there's
a
no
gap.
gap. 0 to 10, done.
There's no gap. And so in counseling, you teach techniques that all sorts of people have worked out techniques. Like Brené Brown talks about if somebody says something triggering, hold your breath. You can't say anything while you're holding your breath. She said, breathe in deep and hold your breath. And she said, people that she found with really good boundaries, when somebody says something to trigger them, they hold their breath. And then, so, because what we've got here is we've got the amygdala's like lower part of the brain, lower mid,
Limbic.
limbic. And so once the energy's stuck in there, the thing that we need to get out of it is the prefrontal cortex.
Yeah.
This is the accelerator, this is the brakes. And to get to here, you've got to slow down and let the nerve energy go all the way to the top of the mid cortex, round to the prefrontal cortex. And by breathing evenly, that can create more of a gap. If
Yeah.
we don't have a gap, so the hold your breath in an emergency might stop it for a minute. And the longer you can wait for the reaction, the more chance the nerve energy has to get up and around. And once you get back to here, if it's possible, they say it is through
Yeah.
regulated breathing. If you can get back to here, then you can start thinking clearly again with prefrontal cortex ideas like attunement, like empathy,
Yeah, but the
like
other thing you
it's
can do is pop your hand on your forehead.
right.
You
Well,
know, so use Reiki, use the power of touch to bring that energy to the frontal cortex.
that's
The
it.
other
And
thing,
also, if you're in a triggered situation, that'll send a message to the person that
yes.
I'm doing something. And
Yes. I
because when people are arguing, they don't listen.
used
And
to have
so,
a I used to have a kinesiology student who was in charge of about 12 to 14 team members, and it was a fairly high stress job. And they knew after a while that if they went into the office to complain to her about something, they had to hold their hand on their forehead and run their central meridian. So
right.
run the energy from their pubic bone to their chin while they were talking to her, otherwise she wouldn't listen to their complaint.
Did she do that to them too, though?
No. She
Did she
made them
do
do that.
it? Did she do it as
Yeah,
well?
absolutely. So she taught them how to regulate their own response, because running that hand from your pubic bone to your chin is increasing frontal cortex activity to your frontal cortex. It increases your conscious brain energy, as does holding your emotional stress release points. Very cool. But yeah, so when you are, and the other thing that was cool with David's balance this morning, we had big structural stuff online, so your gates. So we're checking the arms and legs together. And there was some imbalance with the arms were reasonably strong, but when we did them simultaneously to the legs, they unlocked. Whereas they were fine all individually. Then we amygdalized you. We did an amygdala balance. We went back and the gates were locked. And that's what I love about kinesiology, is that you can use anything to correct anything in the body if it's got the same frequency. So you need a frequency match for an imbalance like a stress. Like just say, you know, someone might have to go to the hospital, or they might have to get an ambulance, or they might have to go back to work, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, knowing they're going back into the lion's den, you need to have enough of a balance on the other side to allow that to match, and then magic can happen in people's bodies.
Right.
It's really quite cool.
Well, it's interesting watching it. And also,
Yeah.
you do it all day, and I see a lot of happy customer.
Well, so because you've now also been a surrogate for several people around the world and seeing the responses.
Amazing, actually. Actually, yeah, that's right. It's amazing
Yeah.
what they and it's a because it's a fairly foreign thing, kinesiology. It's really amazing to see that.
Yeah.
Because because we look at people all the time with all sorts of treatments they get. Like we started with the complementary thing. The sad thing is that people aren't working in a complementary way because of the polarization created by the situation where the medical world wants to.
Control the world.
No, they want to claim that they want to make the claim that anything's a natural therapy is ineffective.
Yeah.
And I hear that in my ear, and I see it online, and so I find that just very confusing,
Right.
because anybody who's taken herbs, for example, just herbs, like the ones for stress, they're very effective. You can
Like
feel
our
it.
stress ends,
Stress
relaxant,
ends,
resilience,
any of
the
them, they
saffron.
adrenotone. They
Yeah.
have a noticeable effect when you take them,
Yes.
right? A measurable effect that you can really feel. And so, because I'm old, I've also taken medical products as well for the same thing.
Yeah.
And they're not any stronger, but they certainly have much worse side effects.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I've taken two types of antidepressants, only short term, but both ended up in psychosis.
Right.
And
Well,
except
that's
in,
not awesome.
well, it was just getting what I was prescribed at the time and suggested, but they didn't work. So the problem is with some of them don't work for people and they cause really bad side effects. Now, a lot of people they work fine for, except my idea of complementary is that as a consumer, I want all the choices made available and all the people who prescribe different things, I don't want them to tell me, don't do the other one. Right? Because then I've got a free choice and I can use them both together.
Can I say that's, I know, not that we should go here, but at the beginning of 2020, I think that's what bugged me the most, is that one solution was put out there to the world. And because I did my thesis on that particular one solution, jibbity jab thing 30 years ago, I could foresee that if it was rushed, it wasn't going to be great. What they weren't talking about was vitamin D in the immune system. They weren't talking about astragalus, echinacea, elderberries, there's so many good herbs for the immune system. There's so many good supplements for the
They
immune
told
system.
people to go home and not do anything.
Yes.
Even take vitamin C, even take all of the medicines that we know can actually make any type of flu or cold, reduce the symptoms and help the immune system to heal them. They didn't recommend any of that.
No,
And
because
so that's like such an uncomplimentary position, because even because I know I had COVID 3 times, and I know that what I took made it better. And and it also gave, and because the other thing about different herbal remedies is that we have reactive medicines, which are very, so they're dealing with the issue, right? Now, a vaccine, this in this case, I don't think it was even, whatever, I don't want to talk about that. But so that you have reactive medicines that are short term, and most of the medical things really probably should be done short term to see if a correction takes place, not stay on them for 15 years. Because if you're on them for 15 years, is the thing really working for your depression? But maybe it is, but if you're limited to one choice only, you can't ever look for an
That's
alternative,
right.
an
And I think
alternative
that was the thing
means.
that bugged me in 2020, is that choices were taken away from people. And everyone kept saying to me, well, it's their choice to do this. And I go, and I kept thinking, it's not a choice. There's
No,
mandates, there's a lack of information.
there wasn't any choice. And the thing about choice is that so
Choice is empowering.
freedom is empowering, and freedom and choice is based on freedom. And not only freedom, but choice is based on being allowed to know what all the available things are to deal with a problem. And if you're told there's only one thing when there's five, it's a bit, do you know what I mean?
Well, it's not true.
Well, it's not.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so we had the same situation that we have with a lot of other things that people deal with.
Yeah.
And it's basically saying, no one's allowed to treat this except us, and you're only allowed to treat it with one thing
Yes.
because no one's allowed to treat any disease except us,
Yes.
right? Except the problem here is that, because the problem here is that many things could be helpful,
Absolutely.
right? Because anything that builds your immune system will help against
And
that.
there's so much. The immune system is
And also the
phenomenal.
side effects, because we know for a fact that whether you call it long COVID or vaccine injury, they all look the same. And so it's like whatever happened to you, you've got these issues with blood clots, there's all types of heart issues, and everyone argues about where it came from. But the fact is that there's been a very excess in deaths all throughout the world, and it's a very sad thing.
Oh, it's awful.
And like personally, a lot of people I know have some really bad side effects from it. And so I'm not even sure what to say about it. And to give people one choice, and anything that's like that, where you only have one choice, there's some problem with it.
And
Because
I
there's nearly always two solutions, and there should be two solutions simply because one medicine won't suit everyone, because some people have really bad side effects with
Yeah.
any medicine. So there should at least be two available. When you say only one thing works, and then you know that's not true,
Yeah.
because so we're not curing COVID, but surely if you have some vitamin D in the cupboard, some vitamin C at least,
Some zinc.
so at least something like those things, it will help
Yeah.
with the
And it is interesting, you know, like I've got an older woman who has been on hydroxychloroquine for lupus for about 10, 15 years. She's one of the few people I know who's had many pharmaceutical interventions who has not had COVID, which is really interesting because that was one of the things way early on in the piece. Dr. Dolores Carl from Ireland, she was talking about they did a huge study of like 25,000, well, it wasn't huge, but 25,000 people in the UK. And those people who were on preventatives for things like lupus were getting way less,
Well, that's the
you
same.
know,
That's the same
viruses
in
than other
all of the
people.
countries where
Very
they, in
interesting.
all of the countries where they took what's that other one?
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin as a standard part of their life for river blindness and things. Like there weren't heaps of COVID deaths in Africa,
What's
for
the place
instance,
in India, Upper
in
Pradesh?
Uttar Pradesh. So Uttar Pradesh in India, and also throughout Africa, there weren't.
Yeah.
Africa's normally a place where pandemics hit, but there were hardly any deaths in
Yeah.
Africa. All the deaths were.
Because they take Sunday Sunday. I
Right,
think
what's
that's what
that?
they call it. They basically do like an antiparasitic, like
Right.
ivermectin or fenbendazole or something once a week.
Yeah, but then the sad thing about it is, like, from a social aspect, because I studied sociology in my arts degree, I see that basically the reason that they said nothing else worked, because if anything did work, you couldn't get emergency conditions for the rolling out of the medical
That's
plan.
right. Yeah, they had
And so
to.
they had to
Yes.
say nothing else worked, because otherwise they couldn't force
They
this on
couldn't force
people.
it.
And I knew a lot of people who really didn't have any choice. So not only people didn't have choice of treatment, but it was forced on people. And after, because I was studying at the time, so I had access to all the studies. And after it had shown there were like extremely 1 in 800 people,
Died.
no, 1 in 800 people had a serious injury from the medication
No,
if they did.
it's 1 in 800 died.
No, it was 1 in 800 serious injury. Sorry, well, that's how I've read the study. But you can look that up yourself if you want to. But whatever it is, it's like even 1 in 800 strong reaction is a lot of people. And still they didn't let secondary treatments come about until we had the company who made the medical product made a new medical product to go with it. But until then, people just had to, because also the treatment they made wasn't available immediately, and they were still telling
And
people
you
to
can
just
see
go home and don't take anything. And you're kind of
why
like,
people aren't seeing the 1 in 800 either, because do you know 800 people?
no, well, that's right, you
You know,
don't.
whereas I talk to people all day, every day, and because I'm open to the possibility, most practitioners aren't open to the possibility of pharma damage. They're not open to it. So when they're not open to it, they're not hearing it, they're not seeing it because they refuse to even see it as a possibility. I went to emergency at the hospital the other night. I had something in my eye, nothing bad. But so I was there for 3 hours. And of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, say there were 8 people in the waiting room, two of them were young guys with chest pain. And I was listening to the questions the nurses were asking. And you can bet your bottom dollar what they weren't asking, which is really interesting at this time on the planet when we've got 18 to 40-year-olds really suffering. You know, like how many incidences were there at the Olympics just gone? There
Oh,
were,
there
oh
wasn't too
yeah,
much
no,
of
there definitely were. So there were some people that were paying attention to what was going on with these poor darling athletes who, you know, they went to Paris and they had to be up to date with things, which is very
Considering there's
interesting.
no pandemic anymore, it's a wonder why you have to be up to date.
Yeah. Well, it'll save them from bird flu, I'm sure.
Oh, birthday.
Oh, don't worry, there'll be one for that soon.
Oh,
Anyway,
I
so
guess they wanted
the
everyone to get an early inheritance.
whole oh,
You can cut that out.
cut that out. Yeah, the whole complementary thing, it has worsened in the last 4 years, and before that it had worsened over 10 years. So I think you know, and I've been doing this for 30 years. So
Oh.
swings and roundabouts, probably the best time we had was about 15 years ago. But it's
Here.
been a downhill slide ever since,
So here's
yeah.
a personal example for me. So when my mum was sick, she had cancer, and we took in a list of herbs she was taking, and they basically said they were all contraindicators. In other words, they'd be what does contraindicated mean?
Meant you
Outwork
not.
with the drugs you're taking,
Yeah.
which isn't true, except what I saw. With some just because they didn't look at it, I saw that they just said that.
Yes.
without looking.
Yes.
So, in other words, they're saying anything that's a natural health product seems to be a contraindicator. And considering she wasn't even on strong chemo, she was just on an oral one. There's no evidence of contraindication, except that's what we were told. And I'm just an ordinary guy, and I saw that, and I went, "There's no contraindication there. There's only." And so they don't like it when you use two things together,
Yeah.
because then there's no evidence of who really fixed it,
Well,
and who really fixed the problem, or made it better, or made people feel better while
here in
having the problem.
Australia, do you know what the statistics are for cancer here in Australia with the current medical profession? 2.3% of people survive 5 years after chemo and radiation.
But
2.3%. So it's not good
oh.
statistics, when you think about that. That's a really crappy stat. So when you start thinking, and I would highly recommend, I know we've gone off on a tangent as we thought we would. So if you're still here, make a comment below. Say, hey, ivermectin and fenbendazole are being used by oncologists around the world. So for, things like that,
Yeah,
which
that'd
is
be a,
really interesting.
like you could do a interesting comparison with drugs that with cancers that they don't use anything on, like melanoma. Like with melanoma, they just cut them out, and so there's a pretty. So if you get another 1 in 5 years, right? There's these timelines they use for them as well, except there's no medication. There's just surgery, really,
Yeah.
or some creams they use, but they don't really work that well. They might get a layer or two down, but they don't.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee that they'll hit the medical products completely. Yeah, but there's these ratios they use that are true, but it's sort of a bit similar with melanoma. And so I kind of go, well, why do they even talk about the nuclear medicine they
Well,
use?
the funny thing is, immunotherapy that they use within the medical circles, you're not allowed to do it here in Australia unless you've already done chemo and radiation.
Oh, what's in I
Whereas
don't
with
know what that is.
animals, with it boosts the immune system.
Huh.
With animals, they don't make, because people love their pets. So they don't make pets have chemo and radiation. They get these amazing results with immunotherapy.
Oh.
Whereas humans, not so much, because they've already destroyed the immune system with chemo radiation. Anyway, just a little side note. It's all a bit shenanigany.
It's really frustrating. It's frustrating if you've got a
People need
fair.
to do their
It's
research.
frustrating, so not being from a professional point of view, but when you've got a family member and you're faced with that and you want to get them the best possible range of solutions, because a single treatment is often not very effective, whereas a treatment that's backed up with other things, like herbal things, can be more effective. Because
Yeah.
you
Well, that is
don't,
something I will never choose to do ever.
from many different, yeah, but I'm a counsellor, so a lot of my clients will be seeing doctors. I'm not going to contradict, that. And so because what the other therapists are treating, because because I don't deal with any physical things, so I just have to work with what they're doing with the people they've got. Because also people are choosing the medical products because they're a lot cheaper, because
Yeah.
they're so heavily subsidised, and I don't think that's unreasonable. And so, like every.
Interesting, yeah. So, and there's so much that you can, I just Googled on Facebook. There is so much information about some of the things that we've mentioned, in the last 15 minutes that are, there's so much information out there these days. If you look, you will find.
Because there's so many good people in it, like all types of therapy have their side effects.
Yeah.
But there's so many good things out there, and my idea of informed consent is that you have all choices available,
Yeah.
because then you've really made a choice. If you're told there's only one choice, you haven't made a choice. You've
Yeah.
been told what to do,
Absolutely.
and then that's not really consensual. It's like following an order.
Yeah. And I'm not an order follower, apparently.
No, I'm just looking at it from, look, from the most reasonable point of view, is that, it's like everything's polarized in the world at the moment. People are fighting over politics left and right a lot worse and more intensely than they've ever done
It does
before.
feel like it, doesn't it?
It's polarized. We've got a polarized society where people, whatever fight there is, people won't empathize with the other side at all.
Yeah.
They just hate the other side. And in family therapy systems, we the opinion is of like Murray Bowen did the research on this, is that what's happening in the family systems is similar to what's happening in the social system.
Right.
And you see in modern families, we've got a very high divorce rate with a lot of cutting people off.
Yeah.
You know, like cutting off one of the kids' parents
Oh, the amount of
and their family.
I treat a lot of older people these days who haven't seen their kids in a long time or their grandkids. So that's a really common thing with
And if
people my age and older
and
to have been cut off.
during the COVID period,
Yeah.
I watched people who normally get on not get on anymore because of the divisiveness of the polarization that was created around these issues. And
Yeah.
people still won't talk about it. And because they're so
Which
disturbed
is why
by
I know this is uncomfortable to talk about, but I think people need to talk about. You know, like I know some of our listeners are not going to be happy with this conversation.
Oh, aren't they?
No.
Sorry, I'm a bit of a newbie, so
No,
I'm
because I think it needs to be talked about. I think it needs to be talked about. One of the videos I uploaded a week or two ago was of it was a live balance, and I mentioned the jibbity jabs twice, and someone actually got both of those segments and said, I feel really uncomfortable about this. So people are, because we've been told from day dot that it's the only way for so many things, people don't like hearing that something we believe to be true may have side effects or may not be as beneficial or as safe as what they believed. People don't like that. People want to stay in their bubble of safety knowledge, you know? So while we're not questioning things, we're not feeling uncomfortable. When we start, and this is where I joke about the matrix. So, you know, we start off in the little matrix when we're born. So we're in our little cocoon, and then we're born. And if we believe everything we're told and everything we're taught and everything we do, and we just go through the life, you know, just sort of going, okay, government's good, big pharma's good, drugs are
Well,
good. No.
we want our institutions
We
to be
want them to be
effective.
good. We want them to be good. But at some stage, often someone has, so there's some reason why I'm a rebel. There's some reason. I don't know what that reason is, but for some reason, my little toe went out there into out of the matrix and thought, I don't believe that anymore.
Well, it's funny the way
And
that the
it's and it.
matrix actually, when you look at the root meanings of matrix, matter, mother, bricks, and so like giving birth.
Really?
Yeah, matrix comes from
I didn't know that.
maternal. And in other words, it's actually matrix should be creating more things because the unconscious, right? Carl Jung said that the unconscious also has that womb-like thing, that it's the birthplace of thoughts and forms.
Right.
And so the way matrix has become modernized because of the movies mainly, which, you know, they use Jean Baudrillard's idea. He's a postmodernist philosopher.
Yep.
And then he distanced himself.
Yeah, right.
He didn't want to have anything to do with it. I saw him. And so he's dead now. But it's like he didn't want to have anything to do with it because it wasn't really what he was about,
Yeah.
right? Because their matrix was restrictive, whereas a matrix, really like a womb, is creative,
Right.
right? So it should be about
So it should be the opposite of the
it should be
movies.
making more options because there are different reasons of like matrix, for
But that's
example.
not my analogy. My analogy is we're born in the matrix and then we start poking our toe out of the matrix so we can see what's really going on the
Oh,
planet.
getting born.
Because
Getting
again,
out of
it's
matrix.
amazing how often people get injured and they don't look at what injures them. They will use anything else in their world to describe what's going on rather than looking directly in the face of what's actually injured them. I've seen it over and over and over again.
Well, a lot of people have to survive like that when they grow up, when they come from a
Absolutely. That's what I.
complex trauma family. I love mum and dad, so it's very hard for me to find any fault.
Yes.
Even though I might have been beaten up regularly or I might have been neglected in some
Yeah, they did the
ways.
best they could.
So, but they probably did do the best they could because once you're a parent, you realize how hard it is, like
Yeah.
really hard. And especially if we've got complex trauma backgrounds, it's going to be even harder
Yeah.
for everyone involved.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Awesome. Oh, I think that's good.
Okay.
complementary, medical.
Well, that was more of a chat discussion. Yeah, I think that I think being complementary is that freedom, everyone goes on with freedom these days, but freedom means that all the choices are made
Yeah,
available.
nice.
And that once you've got your choices, then you can make a decision.
Yeah.
Right?
And
And if you don't
kinesiology and natural therapies is the best choice.
And but that is for everyone because everyone loves their own mother best.
Yeah.
That's an Indian saying. So everyone loves their own profession best, you
Yeah.
know, and that's natural and that's okay. And
Yeah.
that's why we have to be complementary to overcome our own stupid biases.
Yeah. And you've all seen me work on the table, you know, when I'm doing my kinesiology, I'm busy. I'm really busy. And that's why counseling is so important, because I don't have an hour and a half to sit there and listen to someone's story.
Well, they deal with
I
it,
don't
right?
have time for that.
And that'd be a good example of kinesiology and counselling together working on a problem because there's two different areas that you're working to get the same problem. It's really
Yeah.
powerful. And people will often be on different drugs at the same time, so herbs, and you're getting a really multi-mix dealing with a problem, which is can how could it be any less effective?
Yeah.
It has to be more effective. Because what Linus Pauling, he's the guy who's
Vitamin C.
famous for revolutionizing the needs of vitamin C and doing the research showing that
Got a story about him.
our bodies don't make it anymore, but they used to.
Actually, our adrenals do.
Okay, well it's become a lot less than they used to make. That was his research, but he won two Nobel Prizes, one for science because he did, and the other for peace. He won for peace because he said this. He goes, I have an adjustment to the golden rule, and that is do unto others 25% better than you'd expect them to do unto you to allow for subjective bias. In other words, your own bias.
Yeah,
Because
right, nice.
generally we're going to be 20% pushing for our own side. So we should go 20% on the other side to allow for our own. And if people did that, the polarization would go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about Linus?
Oh no, I won't tell that story.
Okay.
He might have, anyway. Anyway, that I heard a rumor that maybe he was part of a particular group in the world,
Well, you know,
which is interesting.
everyone's part of some group. And they
That's
might
true.
join for innocent reasons and end up still being claimed by that group even after you're disgusted about what they actually do.
Beautiful. Okay, everyone, have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.